With more than half of all marriages ending in divorce, and most people scratching their 7-year itch, friendship, love, even just simple patriotic ideologies are all being challenged. I think most people would agree that at the top of the list for what defines love is, how devoted are you? How loyal are you? How often do you lie to those you claim you love? How far will you go for those you love? When the rubber hits the road, the boots hit the ground, the beep hits the fan, where will you be? Will you be by the bedside of the dying, holding the weeping? Dee used to say, real loyalty is, I've killed someone. Okay then, I'll help you bury the body. If you aren't the sort to burn the evidence and make a bump key to help your loved one break out of prison, then that's not love. Where will you be when the stars start to fall from the sky? Will you be hand in hand in a field somewhere, sitting in lawn chairs waiting for it to roar at you together? I don't talk about the subject much, the subject of loyalty. But I have pretty fierce beliefs about it. I haven't always been perfectly loyal, but the last 10 years I've really started to fix those ideals in my soul. Playtime is fun, but when it comes to whatever circle of friends, family, and loves we possess, there has to be above all else fiery, passionate, immovable, intractable loyalty. You can be as loyal to 5 people simultaneously as you are to 1. Otherwise, it would mean we betray 1 friend to be loyal to another, and that's preposterous. But loyalty has become mostly loyalty to oneself only, and everyone else is simply collateral neglect. I'm as fierce an enemy to the idea of collateral neglect as anyone can be. In the darkest corners of the world, especially in the darkest corners of human nature, there are plenty of skeletons, plenty of shadows. There's no lack of eerie, even creepy, moving indiscernibles that test how much we really love anyone. Humans lie every 10 minutes. In fact, in a 24-hour period of those researched and tested, only 40% of them admitted to telling even 1 lie, let alone 144. But loyalty isn't just about deceit, it's about commitment. Who comes first in your world, and how far would you follow someone into their darkness, into those shadows? People only lie because they fear those they are lying to will somehow reject them. That means we are as aware of how easily we will be abandoned and turned on by those who claim to love us as we are likely to do the same to others. How many people have you betrayed? How many people have you rejected, abandoned, put out on the curb like a bag of garbage because of something dark in them that you yourself could easily compete with in the innermost shadows of your truth? Would you follow someone to the grave? Would you allow yourself to die to be with another who is dying? Would you help bury a body if someone you loved killed someone? Where does your loyalty start and end? How far our respective darknesses go may never really be known, even to oneself, because if we lie to anyone, it's ourselves. Are we all roaming around in the darkness so deeply now that there's not enough light to even see ourselves truly? Honestly? November 1st is supposed to be All Saints or All Hallows Day. A day people have forgotten over the centuries. It's supposed to be a day to celebrate the good in people, the love in people, the mercy and love that's been shown by those who did it so well, so much better than most of us. Halloween is supposed to be the eve of this, and therefore became a way of marking the darkest moment of the year for human evil. Now, we've forgotten All Hallows Day, and Halloween has become the big celebration. It's kind of creepy that happened at all, and says a lot about us in the 20th and now 21st century. I love Halloween, I do, but because it's fun, not because it's dark and creepy. Most people spend the entire year wearing a mask, dressing up and lying about who and what they are. Do we really need a special day for it? I really want to make this October a month of truth, of removing the masks and revealing our true selves, especially to those we claim to love. I want it to be a time we reassess who we are, our truths, and renew our loyalties to those closest to us. As nothing more than an exercise in love itself, go to at least one person you love. Your wife, husband, son, daughter, girlfriend, boyfriend, someone you hold dear, and tell them out loud to their face, "I want you to know I would follow you to the graveyard if necessary. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you, nothing." And then try to spend the next month, if not the rest of your life, living up to that loyalty. Whatever our respective darknesses, we need to renew and rekindle the fires of fierce devotion. In the shadows, it may be all we have. It may be all we ever have.